So let's review. Our daf continues our discussion from the previous daf and cites another Mishnah about using wood on Yom Tov for firewood. Zok the Mishnah, Mevin Eitzim min Asada min Amachunas u'min Akarfef afilim min Amafuzer. One may use piled wood that was prepared in the fields for use as firewood on Yom Tov, and one may use the scattered wood in a Karfef, a gated area you use for storage. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah is a Das Yechida, a singular opinion, and Halacha does not follow our Mishnah, but rather the majority opinion that one may not bring wood from the fields at all, since they are not guarded, one does not rely on them and does not prepare them in his mind to use them. And from a Karfef, one may only use Hamachunasim, wood that was gathered and prepared, but not Hamafuzarin, scattered wood which is certainly Muktzah. Mishnah continues, Izehu Karfef, Kol Shasamach Le'ir Divrei Behuda. Bina holds that a karfef is a storage area located directly close to the city, as Rashi says, Samach le'ir mamash. B'yesi yomer, kol shenichnasim lo b'paisachas v'afilu b'teich tchum Shabbos. B'yesi holds that as long as it is secured with a door and a lock, the karfef may even be far from the city, up to 2,000 amas. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yesi allows either one of these two kulos. If it is close to the city, the wood is considered prepared, even if the karfef is not secured with a door and a lock. And if it is far from the city, the wood stored there may still be used if it is secured with a proper door and lock. Amrav Sala, Amrav Yirmiyah, Halacha Rabbi Yosi Lahakal. The Gemara adds a teaching in the name of Rab. Alik Kanim v'Alik Gfanim, leaves of reeds and vines, both of which are very light. Avagav de Mechanfi Lahu Meisvi, Kivin de Midli Zika Mevadu Lahu, Kim Vizarm Damu Vasturim. Even if gathered on Erev Yom Tov in the Karfef, since the wind will most likely blow them around, are considered as scattered and may therefore not be used on Yom Tov. V'asnach mona me'et malalaya shabar dami. However, if they were weighed down with heavy items, they are considered secured and may be used on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah. Eim avakin eitzim, leimen akairis, v'leimen akairis nishbe b'yom tov. We're not permitted to chop wood from a beam of the house, nor from a broken beam which came free on Yom Tov, as these are both considered muktzah, as people don't usually have intentions to chop wood from the beams of their houses. No chopping should be done on Yom Tov using an axe, saw, or sickle, as these are more professional tools, and handling them will give the impression that he is going to do forbidden work on Yom Tov. He may only use a cleaver, which is unusual for wood. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is a chesur mechzur. It has missing clauses, as the Rish implies that no chopping is allowed, and the Seif is teaching us with which tools to chop the wood. And so the Mishnah should read as follows. Im avakin min asavar shel kairos. One may not use rows of beams, as these have been prepared for building, not for firewood. V'lei min ha-kairos nishbe b'yom tov. Nor may one use beams that came loose on Yom Tov itself. Av mavakin min ha-kairos nishbe me'er v'yom tov. One may, however, chop wood from a beam which came loose before Yom Tov, and in that case, he may only use the tools specified. The Gemara further clarifies that the karadim, the axe which was prohibited from use in the Mishnah, only referred to the large side. However, the smaller, sharp side of the axe would be permissible on Yom Tov for use because that's a shiner. The next Mishnah teaches, Ba'ishu mali peris v'nifchas, noita memakam ha'pchas, a house full of fruit that is not accessible, as it is completely sealed with bricks, and then the bricks became loose, one may take the fruit through the area that became loose of bricks. Whereas Remeya holds that one may disassemble the bricks in order to get to the fruit. The Gemara explains Remeya's opinion. There is no stiris oil deraisa, because we're speaking of ba'avira delivni, bricks that are not cemented together, but rather lying one on top of another. Although regarding Shabbos, even in such a case, the bricks would be considered muktzah, as they were placed in this position with the intent of leaving them one on top of the other. However, for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, the Chum were matra this Issur Muktzah and the Stira Drabanan. However, the Tanakhama holds that it is Asr because of Stira Drabanan. The Gemara next discusses Chesama Shebekarka, which are seals and covers to wells and caves made of rope. Amar Shmuel, Chesama Shebekarka matr, avaloi mafkia avaloi chaytich. Shmuel teaches that one may untie Chesama Shebekarka on Yom Tov, as these ropes are meant to be untied, and as Rashi explains, are not a kesher shel kayama. However, they may not be unraveled or cut, as the ropes are considered part of the binyan shebekarka, and that would be stira. Shebekeila matur mafkia v'chaytech echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. If there are chesamas on kelim, such as a cabinet closed with these ropes, One may even cut them on Shabbos or Yom Tov because ein binyan astir b'kelim. Stira does not apply to kelim, but only to structures. The Gemara challenges this. Meisve, chesama shebekarka b'Shabbos matir, avaloi mafkia v'loi chaytich, b'Yom Tov matir mafkia v'chaytich, which says clearly that one may even cut the chesama shebekarka on Yom Tov. Shmuel answers, hamani Reb Meir hi, damar af poiches leketchil av anaitel, o pligir abon olav, v'ano d'amrik rabbonim. This brisa follows Reb Meir, who disagrees with this opinion, and I hold like the chacham who argue in Reb Meir. The Gemara asks, "Tarat lecha reisha el sefer kasha." The second statement of Shmuel, where he stated that chesama shebekelim matir mafkia v'chaytech echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov, the ropes of kelim may be cut even on Shabbos. This seems to contradict the brisa, which stated that v'shebekli b'Shabbos matir avloi mafkia v'lechaytech b'Yom Tov matir mafkia v'chaytech, that on Shabbos it may not be cut. The Gemara answers that the brisa follows the opinion of Reb Nechemya, who holds kalakelim einitolan ela derech tashmishin. And the problem with cutting is that the knife used to cut the ropes will be used for a shemesh that is not its regular usage, which according to Reb Nechemya is forbidden on Shabbos. However, permitted on Yom Tov, as he differentiates between the shvus of Yom Tov and the shvus of Shabbos.